It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
As with what we discussed with Te Pāti Māori's Mari Meno Kapakingi, for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about the Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti reaching Parliament and the ACT Party's reaction to the magnitude of this event. The Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti reached Parliament last week, drawing the largest crowds of nearly any protest in Aotearoa's history. ACT leader David Seymour said it was important for democracy to go outside and face the hikoi, but only remained there for a few minutes and didn't address the crowd. Why was this?
Well, I also went outside with David, and we did look for an opportunity. I know David would have liked to have spoken. I know he did speak to Rawere Waititi the previous week, and that was still an opportunity, but on the day, the organisers refused to let David speak. And I suspect that's because if they had to hear from the real David rather than the caricature they've painted of him, they might actually be disappointed. Because David's message is pretty clear. The Treaty Principles Bill says the Crown has the right to govern. Some people might disagree with that. New Zealanders' rights will be protected, including those of iwi, and three, we all have equal rights. So what's not to like? And I suspect that wouldn't have gone down so well with the crowd that Rawere Waititi was speaking to.
The petition presented to Parliament against the bill had 203,653 signatures and now has over 288,000 signatures. That's more votes than the ACT Party won in the last election, which was 246,473. Would you continue to stand by your claim that the opposition to the bill is not strong?
Well, we're hearing from many, many people who are in support of ACT's Treaty Principles Bill that is now a government bill and that David Seymour has championed for some years. So I think it's important that the parliamentary process is allowed to run out and that people who want to present their view, they can provide a written submission. Submissions are open now. They can submit to the Justice Committee. And if they want to be heard, there's going to be an opportunity for people to provide an oral submission as well. So petition or not, there's going to be an opportunity for all New Zealanders to have their say. And that's the point that David Seymour's been trying to make, that this isn't an issue that that people who are uncomfortable about talking about it can simply suppress. It's an idea whose time has come, that we do need to redefine the treaty principles that have only been defined up until now by courts and the Waitangi Tribunal. This is an opportunity for all New Zealanders to have their say as to what the treaty principles should be going forward.
Unlike Seymour, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon did not face the crowd at the hikoi. He said this was because many of the organisers were Te Pāti Māori anyway. What does the ACT Party think of this?
Well, Prime Minister Luxon is quite right that the protest organiser is a Te Pāti Māori parliamentary staffer, and they appear to have used their platforms to be able to obviously get their views out. The hikoi has been led and received by Te Pāti Māori, so it does appear to be a party political exercise if you look at it through the lens of politics. So I understand where Prime Minister Luxon was coming from.
The hikoi was the biggest in history in the country. Just the turnout at Parliament was over triple the size of the seabed and foreshore hikoi in 2004. What message is the ACT Party getting from people in Aotearoa?
Well, the message we're getting from people is that it's important to have this debate. There is a small group of people, and many of them did come out on the streets in Wellington and protested around the country to say we shouldn't have this debate. I think they're missing the point that New Zealand is a parliamentary democracy, that our laws are made by Parliament, and that we have a way through the select committee process that all New Zealanders can contribute to the making of laws and give their view. It's simply unacceptable to say that debate should be shut down and that bills shouldn't be introduced to Parliament because like a whole lot of people turn up, waving flags. I mean, that's not the kind of country that New Zealanders want to live in. We want to be able to have debate. We want to be able to have it in a respectful way and not have one group, shout down another group, who should have the right to have their say. And New Zealanders overwhelmingly agree with that. Courier did some polling a few months ago, which showed nearly 50% of New Zealanders support the bill, and about 20-25% more will say they'd be really interested in learning more about it. So we think that those people should be able to have their say, as well as all the people who marched.
How open is the ACT Party in to changing the bill during the 6-month select committee process?
Well, that's one of the really good things about the select committee process. If the select committee reports back that there are some changes that will help improve the bill, then of course ministers are open to considering those and to making changes. And David Seymour said as much on the Q&A interview he did with Jack Tame on TVNZ yesterday morning. So that's the parliamentary democratic process working if there are positive changes to be made.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the Hikoimo Te Tiriti reaching Parliament last week and the Parliament Party's reaction to this. We'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.